music.
Hey, what's up, Seth?
Not much, honey. You're live.
I'm live? Yeah, I was running a little late because the historical part of the tour was a little longer than expected. So,
no problem, Bobby.
So that's where we are. And we just walked into the general store area. And we're actually going to kick this off with a live investigation, and eventually we'll have more people with us. But right now, I am blessed with the presence of Gary Bafia, and one of the staff. What?
Judy.
And Judy, a member of the volunteers at the place up here. We've got multiple locations, like I said, so it's going to be fantastic. And I'd like to say, everybody, welcome to Ghost Chat Radio. This is the Paranormal Rebel Jason Stanton. We're going to kick it off right down here in the general store area. If I can get a place to set this phone down and we can talk and try to work it out that way somehow. I got to get some gear out. That'll work there. That phone will be there all right. We got a camera going. We got a K2 on. We got a real-time recorder going. Is it recording?
Yes.
Is it a button?
Yes.
It's going. Oh, shit. What the fuck? All right, where's the K2? Yeah. And if there's any psychics out there that are listening in and you sense anything at all while we're doing this, please feel free to do what you got to do. Call in, make yourself known. Right there. Trying to keep the K2 away from the phone is a little bit trickier than people think, actually. If there's anybody here, can you please come forward and chat with us? We mean you no disrespect. My name is Jason. I have my buddy Gary with me.
Hello.
I've got Judy.
Hi, guys.
You've probably seen her before. Can you tell me something about the store here? When did you open the store up? I've got a cut on my foot. Do you have any kind of cream that we put it on, that I can put on to help heal it? How long have you owned this store? Pretty impressive how Bonnie is trying to mimic what it looked like. I mean, it's a little bit more crowded, I'm sure, but she's got bottles up on the walls. She's got old Ajax.
Actually, everything is original to the store. Except for several cans.
I'm sure all this crap is.
I mean, on the shelf.
Yeah, on the shelf.
On the shelves, everything is original except for some of the paint cans and some of the glass jars. But on the counters and the shelves, everything is original. Most of this stuff is in storage. In the back door.
Can you please tell me if you had any kids? Who was the owner of the store?
Mr. Phelps, but then Julius took it over.
Julius. Is there a Mr. Phelps or Julius in here with us?
Maybe.
Mhm. Sybil was the daughter. Sybil was the important one. That's the one that, you know, Bonnie was mentioned over for a while.
Right, because she went to New York and became the.
She tried to become an actress.
Yeah.
It didn't work out too well for her.
They ran out of money.
They ran out of money. What happened?
And didn't she ask her father to help her out with some cash, and her father started coming along with
her? Yeah. Well, the problem was during that time also was when everything happened around here. And they shut down the phone. He basically lost. He didn't really lose all his money. He just didn't want to spend any extra money on her. You know, they needed to survive.
I bet you that the concert when this was built, this is probably a primary facility where people shut out.
Mm-hmm. This was like their Walmart one-stop shop.
It's pretty cool. They do have a lot of different products on. And if I'm not mistaken, even in the early 1900s, they sold gunpowder and
mm-hmm.
all that other good stuff in the general stores. They were gearing up for everything. Kind of. Pretty cool.
Julius, I know you have some ointment behind the counter here. Is it possible you can help me, please?
Did you approve your daughter wanting to become an actress in New York City? I can really use a cold beer. Do you have any of that here?
If there's anyone here, can you please state your name?
Go up to that black device sitting on that barrel. Wave your hand in front of it. Let us know that you're chatting with us and you're having a good time. Maybe we can tell some jokes. That water?
I'm not sure if you have it in the corner over here.
Scratch it.
Oh. You got an itch?
Okay.
You need a cream?
Julius, I need something for my itch.
How your battery says. That's why it works. Did you use the lid above this door?
Did any of the kids follow us over?
Maybe if I threw some money on the counter and asked for a bottle, maybe that would trigger something.
Wow.
All right, I'm up here. I got a couple bucks. I'd like some aspirin. Have a headache, please.
Throw it in his head.
There. That's okay.
Just aspirin. It won't hurt.
Well, I got that.
I was wondering where you pulled, where you pulled. Uh-huh.
Is there anybody here with us? You guys are cool. Can you make that noise again for us, please?
Julius, you mind if we go upstairs to your apartment?
Anybody here with us? Please tell me your name. Please tell me who originally owned this store. Who owned this store? Have anything that will help clear your head? How old were you when you worked at the store? Can you tell me what state I'm in? How many women are in this room? Julius, are you here with us? I see a box of the store behind the counter. Can I have one? I'll pay for it. Can you tell me what my name is?
Take it up to the next level.
Yeah. All right, we're going to walk up to the next floor. Get out of here and start going into the apartment buildings.
Are you going up that way?
Yeah, which other way do we have? Oh. Well, this is the only way we're coming. We've been going up. Hey, that wasn't me this time. I didn't blind the shit out of you. I did not do that. Here you go.
Oh, I'm glad, especially. Well, thank you.
Well, in all honesty, my pants are starting to fall down, and I did not want you to get a face full of cash.
My flashlight's gone. I couldn't see it anywhere.
All right. This is where they see shadows in this area.
This is known for shadow movement.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a seat. The kids playing here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were the kids' names?
Holly.
Holly. And wasn't there a boy?
Edward and Sam. But because most of the people were over in the other building, they knew there.
Okay.
They said they had a body seat.
Okay.
But Holly's always here.
Holly?
Holly loves me. So I'm actually going to play with her. I'm trying to get my question in. She likes the question. But I'm not good with it. My kids are.
Well, let's hook that shit up.
Bobby, are you here with us? If you want to play a game, I'll be more than happy to play with you. What's your favorite game?
Holly, you gentlemen are okay,
I promise. I'm not here to hurt you, Holly. I just want to speak to you. You don't have to be afraid.
If I brought you a toy tomorrow, Holly, maybe a Barbie doll, would you want to play with us tonight? I'm a man amongst my word. If you say make those lights go off that you're willing to play with us, I will bring you a toy tomorrow.
Are either of you good with the flashlight?
I do. I'll hook it up.
Oh. Ow. Ow.
I can have a roll bar, so I don't have to roll it.
Holly, I'm going to talk to you. You can hold my hand. I told you.
did bring my kids with me today.
There it is. They shut it off.
Flashlight is dead. It's always a testy with that. It can be productive. Hopefully we can get some EVPs to you know, coincide with whatever happens with it. Is there anybody in this room that you don't like and you're afraid of?
If you want me to leave, I'll leave if you turn off the flashlight.
Are you afraid of me?
Doesn't like me.
Right.
So you're afraid of me? Can you make the K2 meter go off?
If you go near that, it'll light up. Really pretty.
Would you like to play a game? I know hundreds.
Are you playing hide and seek with us?
So who would be here staring at?
Come out.
New people?
New faces? I wouldn't be surprised. We're all right. I said, we're all right.
We're all right.
Never overdo it.
Oh, well. Thank you. Do you want to wait till the heat comes over? He does not look like.
Is there another spirit in this building that's forcing you to not play? I was just about to say I encourage you to come out and play. You mean you no harm, I trust you. Our intention isn't to hurt you at all. I promise that. We just want to talk and get to know you, become friends. I do know there's probably been a lot of different people in here asking the same questions, and you might be getting annoyed with them, which I do apologize.
Can you turn on the silver flashlight for me?
The only thing is the flashlight, I don't know why. I don't like that.
No. Don't like what? No, I don't like the silver flashlight. It's looking at Gary's flashlight and saying, dude, your flashlight sucks. I like this one.
My flashlight's cool.
I don't think so.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you turn on the silver one?
If the boys aren't here, do you want to play? No.
We're going to cut to a commercial in a little bit. And we can have a cigarette. Try to make sense of it as with what's going on here. I said we're going to cut the commercial break in a little bit, and we can go outside, have a quick cigarette, and figure out exactly.
Well, I'm commercial, sweetheart.
All right. Cool. How's it sound so far?
Sounds good. I hear some voices. It's pretty neat.
Rolling Hills Asylum. Located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports, Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number two most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1st, 1827. As the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4- and 8-hour public ghost hunts, 8- and 9-hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghillsasylum.com. That's www.rollinghillsasylum.com. Or give them a call, 585-502-4066. That's 585-502-4066. Rolling Hills Asylum. What are you doing this weekend? Rolling Hills Asylum. Located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports, Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number 2 most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1st, 1827. As the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4- and 8-hour public ghost hunts, 8- and 9-hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghillsasylum.com. That's www.rollinghillsasylum.com. Or give them a call, 585-502-4066. That's 585-502-4066. Rolling Hills Asylum. What are you doing this weekend? Rolling Hills Asylum. Located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports, Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number 2 most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1st, 1827. As the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4- and 8-hour public ghost hunts, 8- and 9-hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghillsasylum.com. That's www.rollinghillsasylum.com.
Whoa! I do believe in spooks.
The historical Fort William Henry Conference Center and Resort is a proud sponsor of DTM Wicked Radio. If you're looking for a relaxing getaway, the historical Fort William Henry Resort and Conference Center is your destination. Come enjoy the beautiful mountains, the gorgeous lake, and everything Lake George has to offer in upstate New York, right off the Adirondack Mountains. For reservations, you can go to www.fortwilliamhenry.com or call 1-800.
Stuff, everyone. Welcome back to Ghost Chat Radio. I am your host, the Paranormal Rebel, Jason Stan. I am still blessed with the presence of Gary and a volunteer here at Palmera, New York, Historical Buildings, Judy. She's definitely helping us out here, which is kind of cool. I got to give it up to Judy. I got to give it up to everybody here because they have been fantastic. They've been great people to work with, and I love them to death, and I'm recommending everybody to ensure that they book an investigation, if possible, right here, because it's a pretty interesting location, and I'm not going to lie, it's pretty cool. Right now, we are in the building where there's an Erie Canal, right?
Where did a lot of work
in the Erie Canal. They shipped a lot of things. They did a lot of weird things. And we're actually going down where I don't know why, but they had stables in this building. And in the basement, you can see the remnants of where they had mules and donkeys and maybe some horses. And that's where we're going right now, down in that area. It's real, the floor isn't finished. It's all dirt down here, and the walls are pretty, the stonework is need to get, probably covered over again, if you want my honest opinion. But it's a pretty cool location, so we're going to see if we can't get any kind of activity down here. There might be some residual energy here. Probably.
I can only remember one of these cars.
That thing's loud.
Yeah.
Who's got that? Gary found it.
I'm going to smoke my ass.
Don't break your ass, man.
That way, remember?
Yes.
I am not responsible for it, and it's on camera. I make a point to ensure that everyone knows I am not responsible for their equipment or what they bring. I'll laugh at you and leave you there. This is all dirt down here, so I'll dig a hole. No big deal.
You do what you have to do.
I sprained my ankle. Dig a fucking hole, motherfucker. You're going down.
I wish they'd do it again. I guess that there's a lot of bare wire, so I'm sure you'll get something.
I'm holding a black device in my hand with a green light. If you come near it, you can make it turn yellow, red, almost the colors of the rainbow.
Can you come close to me if anyone's here? We mean no harm.
I'm guessing if there's anything down here, it might be residual. How it's depending.
Or animal?
Animal, you might get some animal, yeah. Don't feel sheepish.
So you're going to remember.
Don't be a jackass.
Literally, a lot of people from the tail, the water itself is energy.
Yeah.
So that might bring people to.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we always say you never know which would be the color.
Now, she also said that the ground was also like 8 feet lower.
Yes, the original.
Yeah.
Over there.
Kind of interesting, which means they're building a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything here? Anything? Please. Just come over, chat with us, hang out, talk, have a beer.
Tell it to screw off. It don't matter. Well, I could deal with tolerance swearing. Have you ever listened to my show?
No.
I have said every fucking word out there. There's nothing you can say that I have not said already. There's only one word I am not allowed to say on the air.
Start with a C?
It starts with a C, and I will, Tiffany will shut my show off real quick if I were to say it.
No female likes that word.
Not a female. Not one.
Can you make a knocking noise?
What kind of terms do they use back in this area? Bastard was probably used a lot.
No, not at all.
You know we hit you, little bastard?
Is there a boy?
Oh, no. They pulled a lot of kids back.
And one time one of the bus was like, you said, not finish.
Well, not the one we're in.
No, but they're all here, so I'm sure they play down the street.
They all played all over the place. Some of them probably broke into some of these buildings.
I was going to say, you don't think they came down and played in the stable?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a couple female-male interactions down here.
Sure, I would have
eaten it up. Oh, yeah. Roll around in that mud. Get a country girl.
Sure,
like
fun.
Hey, if the pink hole is bleeding, you just play in the mud. That's messed up.
Is there anybody down here? Anything down here? Something that's audible.
Dude, that is going
to
go haywire over there. Let me knock on the wall. If there's an animal, spirit of an animal, maybe it'll, you know, get scared and you know, kick back and hopefully don't hit me in the nuggets. Ready?
Go for it.
Oh, we got nails in the way. I don't want to hit a nail while I'm doing it.
You might not pull those out.
On our head.
Well, I'm kidding. Well, it doesn't make it startle them if there's a ghost of an animal, you know? Because that happens, you know, animals, you bang on something when you walk in the stable, they get startled, start jacking around, kicking, hee-hawing, whatever the fuck animals do.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the bangs up there?
Up there?
Yeah,
pretty low.
Yep.
Are you up above us?
What's that?
Yeah, when you actually crap off. Dude, what? Oh, gosh, what are you doing? I got you can see that. I'm doing it almost kind of top. I didn't hear. What's the thing with your foot? That's why I don't see that boy. Look at me to just take that back. I don't want that. Because it's one thing to hear it afterward.
Right.
Another ball game to actually right there and you're going to hear.
I haven't been listening to this or something.
Well, walk around with that long enough, I'm sure it will. Cool,
Joe. Yeah, I did too.
First time
I left side. There's no AC down here.
Oh, why?
Make me colder.
Good. Maybe you have a visual energy. Could be here.
Scary.
We got that pack, just so that, you know, you can see, make it a little bit more organized. Did you have animals down here?
I think I should have my laser thermometer.
68.3.
Save it over this way.
Can you lower the temperature for me, please?
Well, Lincoln over there. Oh.
That's a going for. How did I hear?
Want to go back up?
I think we should go back upstairs. I'm hearing footsteps up there. And probably that was a bag or some sort. We gotta go check that shit out as investigators. Hearing bangs and knocks upstairs. Homegirl was saying there's not a lot of activity here.
Well, I've never been in here, remember?
Yeah.
This was never been part of my force.
Watch your head. Yeah, it's fucking low here. I'll be the first to knock my fucking ass down. You'll see a big ass fucking fat guy go down these stairs. Yeah, but like, where's Jay? I don't know. I think he's buried. That's it. Just look for the lump. I've said that once or twice in my past. It's a little tight. Turn sideways. Where were we about?
In there.
You can
throw on.
Go on. You can investigate the lights off. Hello? We heard you.
Did you make the knocking noises we were hearing from below?
I smell something.
I was just sniffing too, but I don't know what I'm smelling.
It, yeah, doesn't smell like a cigar or any kind of smoke like that.
But I picked it up before she came down the roof.
It wasn't there before.
Well, the
musty, like a musty mm-hmm. kind of smell.
You can't hear it.
I still smell. I was wondering if we brought it up, but...
It didn't smell like that down there?
No. It didn't smell like that before.
I've never had a band smell. I don't know if that's a band smell or not.
Oh, you'll get a lot here.
I've been in some weird fucking buildings in my day, too.
In the museum, you will get cologne overpowering so you can't breathe. Not all the time, but certain times. Today, there was beer. Like, it was drunken beer. There was nobody there.
I like
hair
sometimes. Not
very
investigation, though.
No.
With the cherry?
Oh, keep two's going, baby.
Knock it off, please. Thank you. Do it. Now let it go up.
Manure. That's what it smells like exactly.
Sorry. I just took my shoes.
All right, hit the K2 now, please.
Make that green light. If you go touch it, it'll go higher. You did it once. Can we do it again?
Didn't they use the ramp to go up and down?
Yeah.
When they had pooped on the ramp?
Sure. I'm sure they have.
Well, they've been cleaning.
Lick it.
Nothing. I wouldn't know what manure tastes like anyway. Shit.
Probably. What does shit taste like?
Shit.
Well, you have to maybe investigate that a little bit.
If it tastes like it smells, no thank you.
I've said that plenty of times in the past, too. There it goes.
Can you make a knocking noise?
That's spider web on
me. No, you don't. I checked all these buildings today. There's no spider web.
Looks like something's crawling up my arm.
Sure something's not touching it?
No. I didn't see what the fuck.
Grainy.
That was grainy.
That like what?
Like it's some kind of grainy substance.
Don't eat me. Probably.
It's the demon trying to get out.
Mouth is open.
What?
Mouth is open.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, shit. I didn't even see that. That's kind of weird. You said that and looked over and it freaked me out a little bit.
missing a finger, though.
Maybe that's why her mouth is open. She's pretty
tight, you know. Work with that.
That is real cool. Thanks.
That's kind of creepy, though. I'm not going to lie. It's starting to freak me out a little bit.
Maybe that's why she's missing a finger. Be
maybe.
Careful.
It's like she's staring right at it. There we go.
You can come closer to us.
I'm real hot. I had a hot butt.
Yeah.
Really. And my time to be here, it's broken. So we don't have time. You're right. Still looking at me.
I'll go stand over by the weird lady.
You go stand by the weird lady.
It's a little clown. Looks like she's got a boo-boo on her nose.
Missing a finger, mouth wide open, ready to take something. I don't know what.
Yeah, well. That's a little freaky, isn't it?
Now it's taking it in, ain't
it? Well, at first, the mother, you know, you see the boo-boos, and I'm looking at her a little longer, and
you don't want to
make
her
like a little chucky. Yeah, no. The longer you stand there,
the weirder it gets.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gary.
Gary, stand by the doll for a little while. I don't like dolls. I have zero dolls. That's a big doll. That's what they're
called. Yeah, that's like a...
Like 5 foot doll, 4 foot doll, 4 foot doll.
That's something you find in like a...
I don't know where you would find something like that. Yeah, I don't like dolls.
My answer was live.
All right, so when we go into the museum... We're going to throw you in the doll room by yourself. Oh, my God, please don't.
I'll sit in there with you. The kids like to come and play. There's only two freaky dolls in there that I don't like.
That's one of them. The first one I saw when I walked in, it just people looked at me. For all you out there, I wish you can see this thing.
Yeah, this
is evil. Oh, that thing is.
There's one cute baby that I saw even there. It looks like a dead baby sleeping.
That one don't bother me, but that one's freaking me out.
Well, if you stared at it long enough, yeah, that one don't bother me either. But that one did.
And the two dolls up there are kind of, they don't freak me out, but if you look at them, it's like.
Did you see the hooker pirate?
Yeah, I did. I did see the hooker pirate.
She looks like a hooker.
Yeah. He's ready to take something.
And then big lips.
That's right. He's like, open that shit up.
And so this one's going to eat you.
Call me seven. There we go. There we go. Okay, choose it. It always happens when you engage in sexual. Well, sometimes sexual, yeah. Sexual does bring out the activity. I'm not going to lie.
See, we're just commenting about things around the museum. That's sexual.
But whenever you just socially talk towards one another, a lot of times activity does come out. I guess it makes you less threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just my opinion.
Or they're joining in.
Or, yeah, they're just listening in and saying, hey, you guys are all right, man. Maybe I should make the K2 go up.
What if I just find it?
Hey, a lot of things find me funny. Dude, I had a frog laugh at me. And I said, dude, you fucking this pig.
Look at that doll.
Stare at that doll, man.
Stare at it for a little while.
At first, it's like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I thought I had a boo-boo, and then...
It's no big deal. You turn around and look back, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You stay right there.
It looks like it wants to look like...
Is there something heavy holding it down?
I don't know. I hope so.
That's a saddle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a saddle.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the rings for the neck they put around the neck.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what smells like in her. She's got gas.
I don't know, but that doll is kind of freaky.
But I don't smell it anymore, do you?
No.
Check your shoes. I said, you don't want to stare at it anymore?
Yeah, that's the Walking Dead doll. That doll is just not right. Do you agree then, huh? A doll type doll. Hello?
Wow.
I should probably take a picture of this doll so everyone can actually see it.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture of this doll. All
right. We'll make sure they stare at it.
You got to stare at the picture for a while, people.
I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to post it right on the Ghost Chat Radio fan page of this doll. It's about 3.5, 4 feet, four feet, a little over 4 feet maybe.
I'm standing next to it for you. And I'm 5'6".
But take it quickly, because I'm
freaking
shit.
It freaks you the fuck out.
Hold on,
I gotta go to Ghost Chat Radio. I gotta open up the fan page. How do I gotta log in?
I'm not afraid to
leave it. I'll do it this way. I'll go this way. I'll go down. I'll hit Ghost Chat Radio. I don't do that. You might want to shine the mag light on because this thing don't have a.
Oh, Jesus.
Photo. Take a picture.
Yeah,
I'll just turn around. I don't want to get this. This fucking doll is just freaky. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says. All right, everyone.
Fucking doll.
I'm going to post this shit right on. Right on the page, the Ghost Chat Radio fan page. You definitely got to look at this doll because I assure you, it's kind of freaky.
I heard knocking up here when we were downstairs, a couple bangs. I'm going to knock, and I want to see if you can knock back for me. Can you finish this off for me, please?
Should be almost done with that tour.
I'm far away. Well, she was thin at the closer you get, when she
looks
freaky.
Even that way, she kind of looks freaky.
She looks like she's singing.
She looks like she wants to eat your flesh. I'm not even afraid of dogs, man. That's the sad thing. I bet you there's an attachment to that doll. John Zappa should take it.
Yeah, really, put it in his name.
Oh, the object?
On the glider?
Yeah.
That was enough.
What?
That was back there.
I told you there was anything coming from the school.
Can you knock again for us, please?
Every word.
You are very loud.
A rumble. Might have been next door.
And
if they're down? Yeah. If
they're down,
well. Oh, we got thunderstorms tonight, too. Nice.
Didn't we shut off the light down there?
Yeah. We turned it back. No, we didn't turn it off.
The
light was shut.
We shut it off and we didn't turn it back on.
The last one up shut it off. I was up the first one up.
I know, but I didn't shut it off. I don't even know what light switch is.
You shut it off. We didn't ever turn it back on.
I don't know.
No one turned it on.
I don't know.
The light is on. So there's like a 3-inch, well, maybe 2-inch hole.
I have a light on down there.
2x2 hole that goes directly to the stable.
Exactly. 2x2 hole. And it goes right to the stable.
And the light is on. I can see directly down it.
No big deal that it's on, but...
We didn't turn it on, though. We turned it off.
We turned it off.
We came up the stairs with the flashlight and your camera light.
Yeah, and I have no idea where the light switch was.
Remember, we couldn't see here because Gary walked into the grill?
Yeah.
Light is off. You just turned it off? Light is off. Is someone messing with us? Bonnie's done.
All right, Bonnie's done. All right, we're going to cut to a commercial break. When we come back, we will have the rest of the group with us. Excellent.
The historical Fort William Henry Conference Center and Resort is a proud sponsor of DTM Wicked Radio. If you're looking for a relaxing getaway, the historical Fort William Henry Resort and Conference Center is your destination. Come enjoy the beautiful mountains, the gorgeous lake, and everything Lake George has to offer in upstate New York right off the Adirondack Mountains. For reservations, you can go to www.fortwilliamhenry.com or call 1-800-234-7000. 0267. The Fort William Henry Resort and Conference Center is your destination for the perfect getaway.
Rolling Hills Asylum, located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports. Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number two most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1, 1827, as the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4 and 8 hour public ghost hunts, 8 and 9 hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghillsasylum.com. That's www.rollinghillsasylum.com. Or give them a call, 585-502-4066.
Go ahead, Dawn.
Hi, this is Dawn Hayden on Ghost Chat Radio. Here doing an investigation in Palmyra, New York. We're smoking cigarettes outside historic Palmyra, New York. It is really interesting. We've just got a tour, and we're going to be going on some investigations later. Well, Jason's been investigating. I've just been going on a tour and smoking cigarettes.
Dawn's
going
to take over the show.
I'm just apparently going to take over the show now. So I highly recommend anyone comes to Palmyra. It's really worth the stop here. It's incredibly interesting. Definitely an all-day event or an all-night event. I don't know if we're going to go and investigate another house, but everyone's just kind of looking at me, so I'm becoming rather paranoid. it'd be interesting to see if Jason gets any, what evidence he gets. He's got all sorts of equipment, and he has a lot of tools out. He has a lot of tools. You'll just have to take my word for it. I've seen quite a few of them, and they usually work pretty good. everyone's just standing here having a cigarette. I guess everyone's going up to another building. I guess I'll just sit here and talk. We're going to put
We're going to put Bonnie on, the owner of these spectacular buildings that we're checking out. Again, if you didn't get your ticket, I'm sorry to tell you, man. I hope Chip Coffee's worth it, that's all. Because this is awesome.
Am I just talking to general people?
You're talking to probably about 2.5 million people.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Bonnie, and I'm the executive director of Historic Palmyra. And Historic Palmyra is a nonprofit organization and owns 5 museums in amazing Palmyra, New York. And I've just taken everybody on a walk through the village. We've looked in 2 of our 5 museums, and the historical museum is very weird tonight. The upstairs gave headaches, stomach aches, nausea, and just very heavy. There is all kinds of equipment out. Steve is upstairs in the felt store talking to Holly, who is an 8-year-old little girl that lives under the table. Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it?
Sounds like Harry Potter. He lives under the cupboard, right?
Yeah. So anyway, they're up there, and they're using some dowsing rods tonight. We were up in the old cemetery. We spoke to General John Swift, and it's his 200th. The anniversary of his death and the War of 1812. We talked about the children that died in the fire here. There were 6 children and their mother, and we're going to go to the basement. We haven't gone there yet, but their entire house is buried in the basement of the historical museum. Yes, yes, the building was moved and put on top. It's a beautiful, muggy night. There's some rain, so I'm sure there's a lot of electricity in the air.
You think
thunder, too. Oh, good. So thunder means awesome stuff. And I see things all the time, but I have floaters in my eyes. So I can't ever be sure. And, yeah. Yeah, I am. I said, oh, look at that shadow. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's just a floater in my eye. So we're just having a wonderful time here, and it's a really wonderful place. The Historic Museum has 23 rooms, full attic, and a basement. The Phelps General Store is 3 stories with an amazing store that there is nothing like it anywhere. It is left, it's original, authentic. It's like walking back into 1880s. Period of time, and it's just really incredible. So we're going to have a good time. They're going to go hunting. I'm sure they're going to get lots of things and lots of voices. Steve already heard a young girl crying up in the Phelps store. So I think it's going to be an awesome night. And I'm going to turn it back over to somebody. Okay, guys, come see us.
All right. We're going to walk up to the museum. I'm going to let you Beth talk because she got nauseous up there. Because
yeah,
Beth is awesome.
Yeah.
What's up, Beth?
I'm kind of shy.
Why are you shy? We've been friends for like a long time. We've chatted multiple times. We've shared some funny stories.
We were right on the doctor for home. It didn't like it. In the Civil War room. It's very heavy now. Well, then we were in those two rooms in the hallway. I felt like I was going to pass out at one time. I felt dizzy. Weird. Headache.
And that was just during the tour.
Yeah. I still kind of feel nauseous.
We're going to go in there now, and we're going to, hopefully we can capture something.
Oakland. That's what I say. I've said that many times, but I always get smacked whenever I say it. I don't know why. Off to the museum.
Stayed up there as actual bones that they found
yeah.
in the basement.
They did find bones in the basement. They don't know what it was. They, of course, when they were they had some kind of archaeological dig under here, mm-hmm. and she found the bone and said, "Hey, look at this." And of course, immediately, whenever you find any kind of bone, you got to call the police. They got to take it away, have it analyzed, so forth and so on. And when it came back inconclusive. They don't know what it was. So, needless to say, I mean, considering there was a fire, all the DNA was probably burnt off, which is why it probably came back inconclusive. But all in all, it's interesting.
Isn't there still DNA, though, inside the bones?
I mean, you're talking about a fire that probably burned at 5,000, 6,000 degrees. All right, we're in the museum. Do we have everyone?
I'm in the museum. Huh?
All right, my battery's almost dead. Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, right here.
If my battery dies, everyone, I'm going to call up on Gary's phone.
I will talk about the elevator, and I will show you where the house is. And is there activity down there? Yeah, but the kids don't much care to go down. Pretty sad. And every once in a while, you can smell them burning when you get them on yourself next door. But it's very solemn down here. We had a group from Elmira come down here. They took a picture. They were in the freshman. Took a picture. They brought it back and they said, "What do you think of this?"
Next.
And it looked, all I could think of that it looked like, was, you know, Spawn looked when first was burned in the movie Spawn.
You know about Spawn?
Apparently, you're wrong.
I gotta go back to the table so I gotta get my recorder.
What's that?
Okay. Thank you. So, anyway, this thing was way in the back where nobody could walk, and it looked like someone had like melted face and melted everything, and it was a good sized person, and we know that the only people that I know of that died down there was the children and the mother, but this was definitely a man. Now, place is pretty old. It could be pre, you know, the family and the house that was here. I don't know, but I will show you the basement. It's pretty radical. Anyway, there you go.
Okay.
You're done going to the bathroom. We'll go down to the fallout shelter because we got a sign. He's going. How come you're so surprised I watched Spawn? I love it. I didn't know what anybody else did, though. That was a McFarlane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my, look. You know, the clown. Oh, my God. He was incredible.
That was an HBO series.
He was.
What
was
it?
I read the comic books.
I read the movie, so it was great, though. It was
a movie, and the clown was. It was a guy that played, had a lot of character parts. Oh, did he have a sister?
Who the hell is that here with it right now?
No, she's a movie star. Big little. What's her name?
Julie Roberts.
No, not her. No, it wasn't her.
Sister?
I'm going to say John Leguizamo.
You think that's who it was?
The past, another one he did.
Okay. Everybody has a smartphone.
Will
they come
looking up? I but anyway, he was incredible. I thought he was awesome.
Like comic book. Yeah.
No, I never saw the comic book. I just saw the movie. I've seen it about 10 times.
Yeah.
I could surprise you with a lot of things. You want to know the only game, now maybe some of you can get this. We're not, no mics are on, right?
We're on.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to go outside?
No, that's okay. My grandchildren play games with me because I don't ever win. Yeah. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. There's only one game I ever won at.
What? Bingo.
Cards Against Humanity. Do you guys know that? Yeah. Does anybody know that?
What is it?
Cards. Never mind.
Cards Against Humanity.
No.
I'm only saying that I never heard of it before because it is the most inappropriate. I mean, it's bad. I can't even. Oh, they got a win? I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. I need that. Diet Coke. You got it. And, yeah, I love those ones. I really do.
I want to just sit around here and listen to some of the freaky things she's done in her life. That's what
I'm sure she gets surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
say anymore because you're on the air.
That's all right. I actually have 10 times more, I guarantee it.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Well.
There's nothing that you could say that I probably haven't said.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll do.
Crazy.
Oh, thanks.
Battery is low.
I got
all right. We're gonna have to cut the break because I gotta switch phones and plug mine in. So let's do that. And I'll call you right back. You there, Denny? Are you there, Denny?
Yep.
All right, I gotta switch phones because my battery's almost dead.
No problem.
All right.
Hello? Hello? We'll be right back.
I do believe in spooks.
Rolling Hills Asylum, located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports. Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number two most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1, 1827, as the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates.
Back to Ghost Chat Radio. I'm the paranormal rebel, Jason Stanton. We are still up here in Palmyra, New York, obviously, and, we're going to go this way, I guess. We're going to go upstairs. We're going down in the basement. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to do some investigations. I'm not bringing my camera with me this time. I'm bringing a millimeter with me. Where do you think would be the best spot?
Let's see what.
This one here freaks me out.
This is a pirate.
That one freaks me out and that one. The chicks freak me out. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't like the girl fucking mannequins.
Now look at those lips. Does she freak you out now?
It's kind of inviting.
I have to point this out. I don't know if you guys saw this earlier. This is a wreath.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did you see what it was made from?
Yeah.
Human hair.
Uh-huh.
From her whole age.
Yeah.
And there's something about that I like. I don't know why. I'm freaky.
Because it's freaky.
You got a red light that you lead the way. All
right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we never have to go upstairs.
You want to get in the back or in the middle?
Diane.
That is not a question you ask a female the first time you meet them. Where's your man?
Come on now.
Do you want to be in the back or in the middle? What's wrong with you?
I don't like this hall. So you're more than welcome to go down that hall.
Going down the hall she doesn't like. I just ran. I broke my first rule. Hello? Is there a John Smith here? I'd like to speak to a John Smith. I have a few words to tell you. Come out here, lad. What's up with this hallway that you don't like?
It's just angry.
Angry
feeling.
Do you need a hug? I got a 0.5. Or a 1.5. Now it's going down, though. Now it's back down to zero. I'm going to sit right here in front of the AC because, well, has nothing related to being paranormal. It's just because I like the AC. Is that chair safe? Is this chair safe?
All right.
Yes, she said put it back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only the phone.
And the sun says long hair freaky people would not apply.
Is there something else there?
No. Yeah, there is. I almost sat on some kind of sign. Oh, this chair is going to stick to my ass. No, it's too not wide enough. This is like a little kid's chair.
Oh, we're going to try to put it on the camera.
That's great.
Did you break something?
No.
Are you sure? Okay. Now, that's kind of weird that they put that fucking heat like that.
What are you talking about?
The heat vent.
Yeah, the freezer.
the baseboard heating. That's not like baseboard at all right there. It's like 10 feet off the floor.
I guess to heat up the stairwell.
You got me. Now, this is the original building, right?
Yes.
We're in the original building.
Well, this is the one that was put on top of the foundation.
Yeah.
Well,
and someone got pushed down those stairs, right?
Where did they just turn on?
What light?
The flashlight.
The red light? That wasn't on?
Oh.
And it just came on?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. And that was on the millimeter?
Yeah.
You have to hit a button in order to come on. Are you sure?
Yeah, shine on the paper.
Really?
That's how I knew it was on.
Just shined on, right?
I just turned my flashlight off. It went on.
Huh. It like
I was shining my flashlight because I couldn't see.
Oh. You're blind?
This button, right?
Yeah.
Now it's off.
Now it's off.
But it was just off. I had my flashlight shining down the stairs. And then I turned it off, and then it turned on.
Maybe your flashlight was blinding you a little bit, and you didn't realize that was on.
My flashlight was down the stairs.
You were looking at it.
Where are we now?
This is the evil hallway on the original building.
It's also a...
The hallway.
Admiral
upstairs.
Sampson's hallway.
What kind of spirits did he have here?
This is awkward.
Well, you're saying there's negative. Why would there be negative entities in this particular hallway?
We're not sure. He's not negative. He's just an angry old man.
He's a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Probably hasn't had sex in 30 years.
And he doesn't like us here sometimes.
And he doesn't like us here at all sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes he's cool with it, though. Maybe he needs some whiskey.
I don't know.
I'm feeling a little tired all of a sudden.
My name is Gary. This is Joe Warren.
You okay?
Yeah.
I want to
stay alone and
talk to you.
Oh, sorry.
What's your name is?
Coming out of the book. It's all good, though. Can you please tell me why you don't like people here sometimes? You do know we're not here to hurt you. We don't want to hurt you. We just want to know what the hell your problem is. We come out of respect. Nothing wrong with being upset sometimes, but when people get hurt or when people get, you know, scared or whatever, that ain't cool at all. You can nicely and calmly, you know, say, hey, you know, I'd like a little bit of alone time and, you know, you're kind of in my space. And I assure you most of these people probably leave. It might be the AC of why I got kind of sleepy.
Well, I had to move the thing over here.
Can you tell me how many people are in this room right now?
You're all right.
I just really loud in my ear.
Right now it's the AC beeping.
Yeah. Hey, your phone's beeping.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I have no idea what that beeps for. Is someone texting you?
Probably my wife.
So it could be someone texting you. I won't get you in trouble. I know you're a loyal dude, man. You have feelings? You don't feel anything? You don't feel anything? How about now?
I got that on camera.
Oh, man.
I wonder if he's in the basement with everybody else.
Probably is. Probably like,
where's the doctor's phone?
That's where people are getting, the doctor's room is where people get
the first one on your left.
Nauseous and upset.
Yeah,
and, you know, they get all messed up and shit.
Right here. Yeah.
I was in there earlier, and I was getting sore, and I got lightheaded, I would say.
Lightheaded. You got lightheaded.
I'm easy.
So isn't that somebody that's supposed to bring a chair up here for us?
Mitchell? A wheelchair?
No, Mitchell.
I have faith in Mitchell. He'll do it.
He's gone.
I don't have faith in Mitchell. He will not do it.
Some people believe that there's a cold spot in this room.
Can I use the bathroom?
Take a pan.
You mean my bow?
No, that's messed up. I will not urinate in that pan.
But
this is the room that most people get lightheaded, nausea.
I know the floor is a little unlevel.
Yeah.
Doctor, are you in?
Somebody call me a doctor.
No, you got the history behind this doctor, right?
Just briefly. Briefly. The people who's listening have not got the accurate history.
Okay. Most of the equipment and everything in here was donated from the hospital.
What kind of equipment are we talking about? You got to keep in mind, this is all
medical equipment. It was donated by a doctor that used to prescribe, well, not prescribe, perform illegal abortion.
Illegal?
Yeah, and I'm sure they were not.
He was going up in there. He was fisting these bitches and ripping that shit out.
And everything else. So a lot of people don't like this.
He was part Latino American. That's messed up. I can't say that.
And most of the time we don't tell anybody usually originally. We just wait to see what they feel in the room. And I think that's where a lot of people get lightheaded.
They probably came out of the thing.
The basement.
Yeah. And what we have in here, we have to the right of me, just some bedpans, which is why I made that joke of, you know, kind of okay. We've got some kind of powder that looks like cocaine.
what is it?
Hyposulfite soda.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have some drinks. We can, you know, make some Coke if we want. And that's what it looks like. Some kind of grainy
sulfur.
Shit.
Sulfur.
This is sulfur. Not really.
It's probably just pretty raw.
This is some kind of empty bottle.
Put a piece of paper in?
Yeah. Can I hold them? What the fuck is this shit? I've never even heard of these.
Tea and some...
This right here is for upset stomachs.
Yes.
You put it in water and it's like alpha seltzer and it fizzes. And this is old. It's called Brioski. We're back in an old day. But this one says, I can't even read it. Well, anyway, we have an ancient scale.
Actually, very accurate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Accurate scale. You want to step on?
No, I hate them.
We have a mortal and a pestle. We have some cough syrup.
Let's see, it says Pertussin.
Does it?
Yeah, Robitussin.
It is, Pertussin. The ancient form of Robitussin, baby. We also have, which looks like a needle. In case you're a recovering alcoholic, drink Robitussin.
No.
There it is.
It's not this bad. Yeah. It's like tripping.
Oh, yeah, you get real
tough and
see. Yeah. We've got some old needles and first aid kit.
This is an electrode machine.
An electrode machine?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
It still ticks.
Look at this. This is bizarre.
There's no electrodes with it.
Dude,
it still
that's
ticks.
Vagina stuff. And
this
I'm
book.
And you're touching it. Oh, that's a wide open.
This
open
book,
yeah.
This book is the original prescription.
Okay, so my hand is touched like
your hand is touched.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Ancient ass fucking dirty crotch.
That's the one they stick in and open wide.
That's right. These tools are very, very
good. The
oh, wow. Well, this is when they're trying to get the baby out, I guess, right?
Yeah, they wrap
around
the
head.
The forceps?
Yes. But that was not good. That was all.
Yeah, that's a pretty crescent moon shape on my daughter's.
I wonder why they
donated them.
No, the kids were messed up in the 1800s.
I can't believe he touched that vagina at all.
I can't either. I didn't realize exactly what it was.
Okay,
so
could he use those?
So.
Could he use those strips to pull your band-aid off?
And there's a syringe here.
What is that little drill?
The little drill, this.
That's freaky looking. I wonder if that's what they use to pull a baby's out.
Or drill
into their head.
Can you get it in your head?
Look how old those.
Is the doctor in? I've got hemorrhoids. Can you help me out? Give me some of that potassium or pertussin. What the fuck is it called?
Pertussin.
Pertussin.
That's her cough.
Can you use some of them salad spoons? Maybe rip them some of the bitches out? Help me out here, doc.
Make up some of the head?
Something. Is that, that's him with a picture of him?
That is Dr. John Leakey.
Oh, there's his name right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and he was on Main Street, Palmyra, New York.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think he is the actual one that did the
performance.
He keeps saying prescribed.
This might be right here. Oh, and she talked about the female doctor, the first female doctor.
Harriet Adams.
Yeah, first female doctor, or one of the few at that time. And she was making like $5 a week or something like that when she was here.
Well, it was $5 for an abortion back in the day.
Oh, $5 for an abortion back in the day. And she made a lot of money, and she had to do, I guess. She's an old bitch.
And she died in 1886.
Yeah. She was 57.
No. There are voices. They are from downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie.
The people in New York State, by the grace of God, bring independence to Joel S. Page. Who knows that?
I don't know.
Now we're almost off the air.
90 seconds for what?
Block Talk's going to kick me off in a minute and a half.
All right, everyone. I guess that's going to continue up our show. I hope you enjoyed this week's live broadcast, everyone. Stay tuned to Monday night, Ghost Chat Radio. I have no idea who the hell my guest is. I'm sure I've got someone lined up, and I will have Jody Haunt in the house.
Jason, it's more than 90 seconds. You guys are good. Keep going if you want to.
We can keep going?
Yeah, ignore the British woman. Just keep going.
So ignore the British bitch?
Ignore the British bitch, and, yeah, because we have you simulcasting. Just go on for it.
Okay. Dr. Pratt. Was that one of the doctors?
I don't pay attention because this room doesn't do anything for me.
It doesn't do anything for you?
Well, I'm a medical student, so I like all the medical stuff in here. So this room, I just come in and see cool shit.
Okay.
Although
I didn't
touch the cool shit.
I'm surprised that we haven't gotten as much activity as we have with all of these.
I told you, it depends.
Now this is the, I'm sorry, what room is this?
This is one of the most.
Careful. All right, hold on. I got to grab my kit mail meter.
So if you want to say something while we're not here,
walk down the hall and
give me a message. The military room.
One of them. Yeah,
I have several military rooms. I've seen some of them. And we've got James Lakey Surgeon Ward. War surgery.
That's who he was, yeah. He's the guy in the other room.
Okay. And that's a bugle. We have some Civil War
artifacts,
some swords. We've got some cool swords here.
There's guns, I think, in the glass case. Oh, grenades.
We have guns, grenades. We've got some belts. We've got a lot of cool artifacts that people may have, you know, was a part of their belongings at one time before they were shot or something like that. Who the hell knows? And there could be attachments to them. All these cool artifacts. I think there's an attachment to that doll down over in the building.
There's a doll down here. Gary wants to go play with.
Oh, Gary, we got to take Gary. Gary doesn't like dolls. We got to go to the doll room real quick. This woman's got a doll room up here, everyone. There's probably about 1,000 dolls.
There's a lot of kids that like to play.
And there's a lot of kids that like to play. Gary doesn't like the doll room, so we're going to take Gary to the doll room today. You know how I like to do things. If you don't like something, we're going to throw you in. And it starts here. What?
I don't know how much you believe, but this map has been known to be a portal.
A portal?
Yeah. This is actually how my daughter back and forth from home.
Okay.
There is a cold spot somewhere on this. Some people could pick it up.
You let me know if you see one.
I know exactly where it is.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you. You got your thermometer on?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the AC is on too, so we're probably not going to find it.
Uh-huh. We're going in, dude. This is where the ugly ass doll is, too. That's the ugly ass doll.
Oh.
She's kind of scary.
It's like a puppet. And that's the motorcycle driving
number, right? Yeah.
This is a cute one.
Where is she? Right there.
That one?
Mm-hmm. It looks like dead. Sleeping.
It does look dead. That one looks like it's ready to have fun.
The doll has its legs spread open, sorry. And these cells.
That one looks like it has been dead for about 2 years.
It's petrified.
It's something. It's ghost white.
A lot of these cells date back from the 1800s, but it does go all the way up to now. And we have Raggedy Ann's that date back from the original Raggedy Ann up to now.
Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Mm-hmm. Are there any kids that want to come in and play with us?
I could use a playmate. Would she let us touch the dolls?
Yeah, we can touch them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. All right. We move them all over the damn place.
Now, which doll do you want? I want Raggedy Ann. You can take Andy.
Andy. Or you
Wendy.
He's not
going
to four.
I
said that. No, he's not an Andy or Raggedy Andy.
Would you like to play jump rope?
Maybe that's what we can bring home.
Maybe some Jacks.
Yeah, and I can make gum. Actually, I think Bonnie has Jacks somewhere.
Jacks is
but
a pretty old.
But a probably might like. Not that she really comes out of her. Did you hear that?
Probably
me. Oh. Not that she really comes out of her.
Not tired anymore.
I don't know, but that little bouncing noise that you hear, the baby going nuts. I think he's having a seizure.
He might have got an erection.
That's what it looks like. No.
that's the way boys
Wait,
can't respond when
you
wake up for that first one.
I gotta put his hand down
there. There you go.
Okay.
Look, Mom, I am a real boy.
At least I'm pretending to be one.
Hello. This is like porno puppet right now.
This is what I'm like, hi. Want to see what I have?
Hey, baby, you want to go back to the girl. Mom's place?
Girls have vaginas. Boys have a penis.
And when they mix the two, it feels oh so good.
I wouldn't know. I'm technically not a boy. Want to see?
They're talking about the dolls.
I don't even think it's supposed to come off. I think they're still mad.
What's pretty interesting is you actually try to look. Does this clothes come off? I got to see. Is he anatomically correct?
No, I know he's not. I was going to show her, though.
Eventually, that's going to happen. You're going to see Barbie with some big fucking schlong hanging down to his knee and shit.
How if Barbie comes up with some curves? We'll be all set.
He does have curves now.
Mm-hmm. It's about time. Yeah, you see the pregnant Barbie?
Yeah.
You just take the stomach off and the baby comes out.
Yeah.
That's not how it happens, people.
Not at all. Not at all. That's false advertising. No wonder why.
Maybe if it was a zipper at the bottom and the baby fell out, that'd be more like it. Is this what you call a C-section? Or a zipper section?
You got to fill it up with, like, fake blood in.
Oh,
come on, a placenta. And,
liquid?
You gotta have to kind of push it, you know, punch its stomach out of squirt out.
Tickled my back.
Wasn't me.
No, there's nothing behind me but some doll.
The doll tickled it. I just keep getting touched on my left leg. It's the dolls, I'm telling you. We're playing with the dolls. We're interacting.
Notice I'm in the doorway.
We are having child.
Yeah, okay. The room across used to originally be the toy room, and this used to be a toy room, and this was the doll room. So they kind of made this all the doll room, and that room's like half doll, half toy. So well, we can bring some of the toys in, or we can just play with the flashlight.
If there's any kids here that want to play, can you turn on the light, please?
We have another doll on the floor. We'd like it if you played with us.
I promise we'll play.
Don't be afraid of us. I know Jason's scary looking, but he's a really a nice guy.
We're engaging in structural, active, childlike playtime.
Well, with some adult humor.
Well, Disney plays a lot of adult humor in their movies.
Yeah,
sure. So I think we are pretty much well okay.
I don't even remember Raggedy Ann and Andy. You guys remember Raggedy Ann and Andy? Wasn't it a show?
Briefly.
I remember. I'm...
It was a show in the early 70s,
I believe. Well, I
wasn't
born 60s. Then. I wasn't born then.
Neither was I.
I guess I was.
But I do remember Raggedy Ann and Andy. I mean, Andy didn't come into play for later.
Years after.
Yeah,
right. Jack and Jill were the dolls, man.
Yeah.
They went up the hill with, you know, both a buck and a quarter.
Each with a buck and a quarter.
And they came down with 250. Jill did. Oh!
Sing around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, and
you
know
the
flower, we all fall
you
down.
Know,
that's
about behind, yeah, you know the whole meaning behind Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah.
With the pock.
Yep.
They killed the elder kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the disease.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like a ring,
okay.
Rash.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
A lot of the children's songs, unfortunately, that's what they refer to, is death.
Excellent.
Isn't it lovely that we sing to our children now?
Well, I let my kids listen to both My Valentine and...
My memory just falling down, falling
yeah,
down, falling down.
My Fair Lady.
Lock
that bitch right up. Lock that bitch up. Get her in there, hot dog.
I like to put a little spark. It's safe. It's simple.
Yeah. Go check it out, man. He just wants you to
have a lot.
I'm not even bound.
Doc, is that you? I heard somebody.
This is the hall where the kids stay in. The kids will not venture to the other hall.
All right. Where are you? Playing with the doll.
I can't believe we're grown adults sitting on the floor playing with Holly.
We're trying to engage.
Yes, but...
not working.
Nothing's happening.
And we're still here playing with it.
Yeah.
My problem is because I'm stuck on the floor, so I can't get up.
Right.
Oops.
We're trying.
I'm going to break your recorder.
Oh, we got to turn the last light on. Oh, goddamn. I made it to my knees. Oh, goddamn. Oh.
Jeez.
Right. Oh.
One dolly. Hang on. Let me untangle the cord. One dolly back. And there's a doll. I'm rocking that one asleep, apparently. Your phone is here. I have your mail meter.
Okay.
Are you into your plan?
I don't understand.
See, this one has a rug. You should have said it in this room. But this one's got the creature doll. Look at that eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that eyeball is, like, sunk in. It looks like you have, like, some kind of weird lazy eye down syndrome thing.
Sorry, Nikki, if you're listening, it's your doll.
What's wrong with that doll?
You can't play with it too much.
That doll was evil.
They all do. He's the mischief one.
That's the mischief doll?
Yeah, apparently. You know what it looks like? I'm going to get it on with these three girls.
I'm like, Chucky. I'm sorry.
He's got that look. I'm going to get it on with these three girls.
He's got something. He's like, yeah, baby.
They have to put half
on. I got a softie.
Oh, come on. And the girls are wearing dresses. See, we pulled Barbie in play.
You know, there's a black Barbie. That's good. You don't want people to politically...
Is that a bubble pen in a dress?
I think it is.
That doesn't look like pen. It looks like a young boy wearing a dress.
Look, she wants to get a stick.
Literally.
She wants a stick job. She's like, get on over here. I'm going to give you a stick job. And there's a black cabbage patch.
There was. Yeah. There's a... white one over there.
We have a white and a black.
31. The temps are just, oh, the
80s on. I got a fucking
kid. Why would it have gone up to 73 right out here from 72? The AC's up here. It would have gone down.
It should have gone down.
It went up. It jumped.
I don't know why it would go up.
Yeah.
Dawn! You want the phone?
No, you can have it.
Why?
I'm tired.
Why are you tired? Did I bother you?
I was up till after midnight.
Good to get a fight for you.
Oh, yeah. God. All right, we're with the group now. I'm going to whisper. I don't want to mess up there. So, she's got a laser grid out.
We're friends.
I have one.
You
want to
talk to us?
I want to go in the
back room.
Where's that?
I'm
over
here.
Oh, yeah, down there to the right, left.
If there's anybody down there in the hallway, can you walk through the light? It's not going to hurt you. I demonstrated that. So we can see you.
It's just me.
What?
If you guys want me to, I'll stop the recording that I've been having going on straight, and I'll do a second one. I'll try to see so we can, like, play it back.
Got somebody in that room.
Yeah. Out to the right.
Right.
Yeah.
What's out to the right? Or, I mean, the left.
That,
in the room.
There's something hanging out of that room.
D22.
All right.
Yeah, there's something in the room.
All right. Now, this is actually something right around. There's a, I just started a new recording, so I can play it back and see if we need documents.
Wow.
We're still
show on, thought it was going to cut you off.
It were. They changed your mind, though.
I like camera.
I'm about ready to get off the air, though. All right. Let me see here. What about Gary? No, Gary won't. And then we can get him some really good investigations because it's really hard.
Is there anybody here that wants to talk to us? Can you make a noise?
I think what we're going to wind up doing, Denny, is call it a night so I can continue hanging out with all these wonderful guests. And until, like I said, Monday, everyone, I will definitely, you know, 6 to 8 p.m. Obviously, I'll be live. But like I said, I don't know who my guest is on Monday night. I'll have to look at my schedule when I get home, whatever it is. I don't know. But I'll also have Jody Haunt in the house co-hosting, and it's going to be a great time. So, that's all I have for tonight, and I will chat with everyone on Monday. All right, later, everyone.